Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
We've got racing today at Hawkesbury, and the man who'll know all about the conditions is Jeff Haynes. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sean.
Have you got your thunderwear on there today with rain?
Yeah, it looks pretty bleak out here today, mate, but after listening to Andrew Bensley's show for the last hour, I think I'm going to complain about rain again.
No, never at all. If only we could divert it and just, you know, put an indicator on it and send it up through where it's needed.
Yeah, exactly, mate. But at the moment, it's misty rain. We've only had probably a mill this morning, but it's supposed to be on and off all day. So, it's going to be a bit of a bleak day, but that's middle of winter.
Yeah, you got to wear that, haven't you? Have you rated the track officially, Jeff?
We came up a soft six this morning. Two riders went around, Grant and Kevin Mayne. They both said a genuine six.
Yep.
But just with this bit of misty rain, I think as the day goes on, they'll cut in a bit and they'll probably... It'll deteriorate pretty quickly because it's winter grass, and quite you said. So it won't take much to turn around, but just have to weigh it up and see how we go through the day, mate.
All right. What's the rail position today, Jeff?
Actually, we've moved it out 4 metres from the 1,300 to the 400 and 2 metres from 400 to the winning post. We raced last Tuesday on a heavy nine. We took a fair licking and knocked it around a bit, and we've got races again next week. So we're just trying to flip the rail around a little bit. So it's got a good coverage of grass for that area for this time of the year, but... Yeah, I'm sure they'll get off the fence and knock it around a bit today.
All right. Well, let's just hope that the rain goes away from Hawkesbury and heads out to where it's needed, and you have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Jeff. Jeff Haynes at Hawkesbury. 20 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Harley's there. He's going to find all the winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Here, 8 races. A few scratchings in the last, I think, but only 7 starters there, but the track will definitely be soft. Travelling down the F1 today, there was a lot of rain. Haven't got to Hawkesbury yet as I speak to you, but I'd imagine that there's going to be showery there as the weather forecast is. There's 8 winners there, Sean. We're just going to find them.
Well, you're the man to do it, Gaz. In the first one, Disco Mo, $1.90. 2 Drambula, 9. 3 Judicator, 195. 4 Braywood Gold, 23. 5 Hard Expectations, 151. And 6 Supreme Boss, 19. Interesting race. The favourite one, Disco Mo, $1.90, but you've got 3 Judicator at $1.95.
It's got very good form, Disco Mo. It's been placed its last two on the Kenzo and the Soft in Newcastle. On the Kenzo, Southern Romeo, it's been at about 2.5 the other day. It was second outside the leader, Straightening. It was headed for the 150. The winner is pretty strong. It was too good. Struck a soft track at Scone on Scone Cup Day back in May. Portville in England up there didn't go too bad for a race like this. It was scratched from Newcastle Saturday, the run here today. The Blake shoot in devastating form.
Yeah.
4 winners yesterday. The back up is Big Brisbane Carnival. So you got the right man on it, mate, that's for sure. Judicator is definitely the big danger. Gerald Wright's got it. It ran up wide the other day, turned to front side, beat 4 lengths, missed a kick, was slow out, back worse at midfield, held up at the top of the straight, and it was a clear last at the 100, made up a ton of ground in the run home. It is a big threat. Number 2, Dan Buller, a first start of Kieran Barr and David Eustace in the dynamic colours. In trial recently at Bramming, got beat about 2.5 lengths, got a bit tight. And number 4, Braywood Gold. But it looks a dead set match race, 1 and 3. I went 1, 3, 2, and 4.
All right, now race 2, won your next, $1.50. 2, Monstrosity is $6.50. 3, Art, 4, Versifier, 26. 5, Flag of Nations, 26. 6, Pancake, $4.40. 7, Dynamic Moss, 101. 8, Mandalong Sarah, $7. 9, Minneapolis Miss, 51. Another shorty, number 1, your next, it's $1.50.
Hard to go fast. It ran 4 to Murray Farm. First up recently, beaten about 4 lengths by Disruptor and led. Shared the lead, Straightening. Headed at the 220. Now, Shorter pulled up with a problem and was very slow to recover after the race. If you go back to January, it ran 2 good seconds. Just beaten both times in Canterbury. And this is not an overstrong lot. Does look the winner, no doubt. Number 6, Pancake. First up, Adam Duggan's got it up at Gosford. I thought it was second pick in the race. It ran second in a recent trial at Newcastle. Got back second last, got to the outside on the turn and ran on nicely, held together in the trial and had plenty under the bonnet. He's having a good trot too, Adam, and he's got that cracker jack youngster, Sir Elf, having his first Sydney's out beating the horse on Saturday in town. If he does run as the track's wet, we'll see what happens there. But this horse will run all right. Timmy Clark's riding. Number two, Monstrosity. Mike said to me one day, you're a monstrosity. I don't know yet what it meant. But this fellow, he was placed in a Hawkesbury trial recently. He was straight that last four wide by Robbie Dolan. Stretched out nicely in the runner. I thought he went pretty good. Jason Collins drives in today. And number eight, Mandalong Sarah's got a play. So 1, 6, 2, and 8.
Third event, one Arthur in charge, $7. Two covert ops is two even. Number three, more than number one, 23. Four Chili Chock, 14. Five Cruzy Fox, 126. Six On Florage, 26. Seven out. Eight Caribra, 16. Nine Miraculous, 23. Number 10, Mistress Mouse, $5. 11 Vivaro, 9. Number 12, Capital Line Lady, 12. 13 out. Favourite, two even. Number two, covert ops.
It's my best bet of the day. Surely today's the day. He's had four starts and two placings, all in town. He was second to Dubious in the Breeders' Plate back in September. He ran fourth on the Kenzo to Split Text on the 4th of May, beaten 2.5, got back midfield, worse than midfield. And last start was a really nice effort. He ran third at Rambling, beaten 3/4 of a length by Catmore on a heavy track. So the wet track's not going to worry. He said, I'm invincible colt. Last start, when he having to beat 3/4 of a length, he come out 2 lengths behind him at the start. He was behind the leader, running forward straightening, shared the leader for 150. He was only knocked out late. I think he'd be too good for these. Number 10, second. Mistress Mouse. We'll put in for second. Now, Mistress has been a couple of trials lately. It's had two starts from Port of Canterbury way back in January, but three. Recent trial at Rambling that led it off the track. It was an easy win under no pressure. Now, Enamore runs second. It was a distant second, but did go okay in a race at Newcastle last Saturday. So the trial form was probably okay. Number 11, Vivaro, James Cummings. Failed at Kemble last start, but it knuckled badly at the start on the 15th of June. Four wide, no cover outside the lead, had a very tough run. It got wet about six. It'll go a lot better. And two, this runs at Moody Valley back in February. Got beat 3/4 of a length one day. It got beat about four the other one, but they weren't too bad, the runs. Number three more than a number one. Wow. More than the number one from Pitts of Canterbury last start. Got beat about 3.5. Got a top four chance here. 2, 10, 11, and 1.
Race 4, 1 Principatus is 126. 2 Wardeck, 550. 3 out. 4 Seisura, 290. 5 Daxon is 101. 6 Layla de Vega, 6. 7 Menagerie, 220. 8 out. 9 RS, 101. 10 out. 11 Islands, 850. 220 favourite, number 7 Menagerie.
I think it'll win. Comes from a very, very good family. This family. Go grind at all of the family. All most of them big group ones. Look, by Zoustar, this filly. 3-year-old. She's had 2 runs for 2/3. Boston saw her off the move in January. The old walk the runway. Got me to length in quarter. Joe was keen on it that day. From third of Gosford behind Autumn. Dominic 1.8. They're both very, very good runs. Won a trial at Warwick Farm on June 21. Led all the way off the fence of the trial. Just pushed along in the straight by Jason Collins. He's riding today. I think he'll be very hard to beat first time. Number 4, Sazura. Bit disappointed the other day at Wild. Wheel of 8 was running 4th of the run. Gone at the 200, got beat about 3 by Perigord. Third of Warren prior to that, midfield again there. Runs have been okay, but nothing startling. Number 11 Islands can run a place, so it's live on trainer Brandon Winner. Trolled nicely at Rosehill recently, no pressure on it at all. Run second in the trial, had a couple of runs way back in December, January. And number two, Wardeck for Joe Pride. 7, 4, 11, and 2.
On to race 5, one Sedition is $6. Number two, Ganars are 8. 3 Abigo Boy 101, 4 Dynamic Bid 7, 5 Johnny Roo Boy 18, 6 Lagarde 225, 7 out 8 Rabans 13, 9 American Salute 750, 10 out 11 Williamson 151, 12 is Kenny Az $12, 13 Charlie Chap 23 and 14 out. 225 favourite, number 6 Lagarde.
Well, it's probably a day at short price favourites, and I'll tip most of them. They're not going to have a throw at the stumps here at $12. As Kenny Az beat Lagarde here the other day and run it down, and he's 12-1. Now, the little Japanese boy's going to ride him, and he claims 4. So as Kenny Az will carry 52 kilos on his home track, and he's a win in 2 seconds on soft track. Now, he covered a big run the other day when Robbie Dolan rode him here, first up on the 9th of June. He's run very well in 3 starts second up in the past. He's run 3 seconds. And I can't see why at a good each way value he can't at least run a place and with a big chance of winning on this sweat track. So as Kenny Az, an each way tip in race number 12. Number 6, Lagarde. Well, the 7 trouble breaks through with a lot of chances. Well, it's like it's 1-2 races. 15 starts for... two wins. I shouldn't say it's had a lot of trouble breaking through because I've got it mixed up with another horse, to be honest. It's won 2 of its last 4. One at Orange, which it won, and then it come to Kimmerer and won on the 14th of May. But the other day here, it appeared to have every hope. It led the race. Sam Trevenant rode it, rated it up front, and Kenny ran it down and beat it half a length. By Hitchinbrook, and it's got very good wet track for all 4 soft track runs that have run a place. It is 220, it's a leader, it's got Tommy Berry. You know, there's going to be a lot of support for it, but at the value, I just put the other one on top. Number 1 Sedition, first up today. Richard Leach's got it, no trial. Hasn't raced since Feb, placed in Canterbury last time in. And number 4 Dynamic Bid, 12, 6, 1, and 4.
On a race 6, 1, Golden Hits, $4, 2 out, 3 Quick Finance, 230, 4 out, 5, Nishimiya is 420, 6 Saving, 550, 7 out, 8 Naughty Bernie, 650, and 9 Captain's Legend, 51. Favourite here, 3 Quick Finance, $2.30.
Very unlucky. You are starting wild. Now, I'll tell you what happened there, short and wild. Jackson Morris rode him. Kevin Moses has got him. Put him in the box seat. Third behind the leader. In the straight, at the top of the straight, he went for a run up on the rail, and the run closed. And he got checked, and he had to drag the horse around the leader. And by the way, it gained the momentum. By the time it gained momentum again, Dr. Zeus had pitched a break. Late Shin was on the winner, and this horse hit the line really hard and failed by about half a length and was doing much better than Dr. Zeus when it hit the line. Who we got on it today? Blake Shin rides today. There's 3 scratchings, so there's only 6 starters in the race. So the barriers shouldn't matter too much. I think it can win. West Track 4, I think, so okay too. Yeah, it's at 3 runs on soft for 2 places. Number 1 Golden Hits doesn't mind a cut out of the ground. I went in 2 places from 3 starts on soft tracks. Michael and Richard Friedman have got it. 2/3 lately at Newcastle and Wild, and it's going well enough to be a home. Number 5, Nish Mia for the Stone. Where did I see you win a race? Newcastle, I think it was back in May. So second at Gosford, and then Warwick Farm the other day, it didn't do a lot, but its 2 runs before that were good. And number 8, Naughty Bernie, well, she's hard to catch, but she'll be running off. 3, 1, 5, and 8.
All right, on to race 7, 1 Snip, 225, 2 Bobby O, 11, 3 Banjo's Voice, 15, 4 Happy Hustler, 19, 5 Martha Hyde, $6, 6 Murph Cody, 26, 7 Secretly, 330, 8 Parlour, $9, 9 Sun and Air, 41. 225 favourite, number 1, that's Snips.
I was Secretly here, number 7 for the Snowden Champ. won a Kembla the other day. Not only won it, absolutely bolted it on the 15th of June. Now, it was run of last in that race at a 1,200. It really ran on strong along on the fence, hit the front of the 150, and just took off. And it won very, very easily. And that was a soft track, too short. So the wet track won't worry it. By Sebring. Today, Timmy Clark goes aboard. I think it could be the favourite. Stips has got to carry 58 on the wet track. The other one's got 55. Lakes in Rhymes. Run through to Gosford. I was there the other day behind Bedtime Stories on the 13th of June. Knuckled at the start, which didn't have Helbert. Only got clear at the 200. Chased to the line good. Won an hour prior to that. So it's got to be hard to beat. Number five, Martha Heights, for Gerald. It broke through to win at Bathurst. Oh, yeah, I saw that race. It won big, well, 1.5 lengths out there. It wasn't much of a field, but by gee, it won it easy. And number two, Bobby O's got a play, so 7-1, 5-2.
Now, the eighth one, Darcy's Affair, 10, 2 out, 3 legislation, 9.50. 4, Show Me the Honey, 5.50. 5 and 6 out, number 7, Harvey Specter, 26. 8, Rex, 2.10. 9, he's a given, $4. 10, 11 out, number 12, One of the Kind, 7.50. Favourite 8, Rex, and it's
$2.10. I'm giving he's a given, the least a favourite. This is he's a given, threat track record. Soft, 2 wins, 6 places. Heavy, 7 starts on heavy, 3 wins, 2 seconds, 10 and 3. I thought he went really good the other day at Wild. Then on a soft 5, Press for Review won the race. He got beat about a length. His back run at last, he normally gets back, and he chased really hard. Went good. I think today, on the wet track, he's got a great hope. Jason's riding, Jason Collett, and with a scratch, there's only 7 runners here. So I'm not worried at all about the barrier. Rex, he's very hard to catch, Rex. He's won 1 out of 11. His win was at Gosford back in April. He's had 3 runs since. Third last at Warwick Farm. Run third at Newcastle to Viva Re in a pretty weak race on May 28. And last start, 6 off the Kenzo. Beaten 1.8. He's led. He went 2 keen off the Kenzo the other day. But in the apprentices race, I think it was. Yes, it was. William Schofield against Hotty today. He will be hard to beat in a small field. He is hard to catch. Show Me the Honey, Johnny Bateman coming down from Canberra. Not without a hope. Wet track won't worry it. And number 12, One of the Kind. 9, 8, 4, and 12 are the last. Short out.
All right. What do you like there, Gary?
Covered options, be best. You're going to have to take $2. Even if the track gets too heavy, I don't think it'll worry him at all because it was a heavy track the other day when he just got beat. So for Gerald, covered ops, race 3, number 2 is the best. But I've got to tell you that it's raining here in the west of Sydney.
Mm.
As I'm talking to you, it's rained all the way down, but I'm still about half an hour from Hawkesbury, I suppose, so I don't know what's happening out there, but we'll find out when we get there.
All right, we'll keep on touch on top of it, and we'll get you a late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, mate, late mail all day long. We'll be... Obviously, the way it looks here, looking for the wet trackers. And there's a short price one, sure, but gee, most of them look like winning. We said that the other day, that a few of them got beat, but that's what happens. We'll be doing our best, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley will hear his late mail throughout the day.